Happy New Year.
What's up?
Hey.
Oh my goodness, it is the 1st of January.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you.
Wow.
Happy New Year to you. Chicken.
And now.
Happy New Year to you. Chicken. Happy New Year to you. Yay.
Your New Year is a whole lot better because Ryan just sang you Happy New Year in the birthday tune.
Yes.
So. Now you're just going to have the most amazing year. Thank you, Ryan.
Because it is the year's birthday.
It is the year's birthday.
Makes sense, doesn't
it? It's true, actually.
Because it started on this day.
Yeah.
Because this is the beginning.
It's born. Today was its birth.
Yes. I wonder how they started that. Anyway, that's a subject for another day. I mean, do you think they said we should do years? Hey, when will we start? Well, starting 4 days' time. We just need to put everything together. And then
wow. Yeah, imagine.
It's not like you can say we'll start in a month's time because a month's time is, you know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what a month is yet.
Yeah.
They would have to create
it. I suppose
it
would be like, we'll start, we'll let you know.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. But what we thought we'd do on this show, so last week, if you listened to our show, and go listen to the show if you haven't listened to the show, because that show made me excited for 2021. Like, I was excited, but that show took my excitement like 100 times up because we looked at all movies that were moved from 2020 to 2021. So 2020 was a year filled of going and watching old movies because not much came out. So we filled our year up with good old classics and reviewed them, and yes. But now, 2021, let's just pray that nothing pushes them out further because otherwise we'll be angry. But now a whole lot of 2020 movies that were supposed to come out have been moved to this year. But then we didn't get through the whole list, and there's some movies that we actually didn't mention. So we thought we would just add on to that list because there was so much and it was so exciting. We thought we would just mention a few others that are coming out this year. This year is going to be jam-packed with movies.
Yep.
Like seriously jam-packed with
films.
There is more.
2021. Goodbye, 2020. What is happening? This is your girl, Nalzi Lee, from Philosophically Poetic, right here on Active FM, wishing you a happy new year. Fireworks are all in the air, and look at us. I mean, look at us. We survived 2020, and who is to say that 2021 will not be our year? So get on your boxing gloves as we are about to take this year. Have a blessed year. Enjoy!
Talking about jam, do you know that one of the movies coming out this year is Space Jam 2?
What?
Right? Space Jam 2. For all those people who know Space Jam... Back in the day, Space Jam 2 is coming out, a new legacy, and the synopsis is basketball superstar LeBron James finds adventure with the Looney Tunes gang.
So it's not Michael...
No, Michael B. Jordan. This time it's LeBron James. And this will be coming out on the 16th of July. So it's mid-year. For us in South Africa, it's the middle of winter. Do you know what's crazy is the first Space Jam came out in 1996.
Was that 96?
Yep. So this is like 25 years later. And the second one's coming out.
So Space Jam was the animation of a real life footage.
Yes.
So that made it pretty cool.
It did make it cool.
It was the Looney Tunes. And the Looney Tunes, what happened that they leaked into the New World? Or was it always just like that? Do you remember the story?
There were aliens that came and they took over basketball bodies or something like that. I can't remember.
Who remembers that?
Yeah, we should probably go brush up our skills.
Well, since we watched a 2008 movie, in fact, we watched a 1987 movie last year.
Yes. Yeah, we did. The Untouchables.
I'm sure we can watch a
1996
movie.
Definitely.
Yes.
So we need to go and just, you know... Fresh up on our...
Well, there you go.
Fresh up on our skills.
Coming to you in 2021.
The voice who's going to be playing Bugs Bunny is a man named Eric Bowser, who's a Canadian voice actor. And I'm trying to see, he's done a lot of Looney Tunes work. He has done, he's a voice artist. So he does, voice impersonation type people. So he's one of those guys. So I think, yeah, he'll be fine. They'll put it over. Because who was the original Bugs Bunny? Surely that person's passed away now.
Not necessarily. I think you'll be quite, how do you spell Bugs Bunny?
Actually, why did they call it? Maybe it's because he's always bugging people. Like Bugs Bunny.
Googling. Here we go. Significant other, Lola Bunny.
Sure. Significant other, wow.
Creators, Ben Hardaway, Chuck Jones, Tex Abbey.
There's a lot of people who have voiced Bugs Bunny. Mal Blanc, Erica Bowser, who's going to do it in this one. Jeff Bergman, Billy West, who was in the original Space Jam. That was Billy West. Seth MacFarlane, Joe Alasky, and Samuel Vincent have all been the voice of Bugs Bunny. That is intense. This character has been voiced by seven people.
It says here, Eric Bowser, Space Jam, A New Legacy.
Yes, that's the one coming out this year. Yes.
Yes, this guy looks pretty pretty modern.
Right?
Right.
But he's probably very good. Yeah. So that's coming out this year. I bet no one guessed that movie was coming out this year. I didn't. So when I saw it, I was like, what? Yeah. So that is another movie that you can look forward to in July that is coming out this year.
Yes.
Ryan, what have you got for us?
That is no lie. I came across a movie called Uncharted. And the movie that, wait, is it Uncharted? What attracted me to this movie was that, is it this one? Oh, yes it is. Tom Holland plays in this film. Antonio. Oh, that, you know.
Antonio Banderas. Yes. And there
Where
was another person.
From? He comes from.
Zorro.
Yes, Zorro. If you've seen him today, he makes a good voiceover artist, that guy.
He's also Puss in Boots.
He is.
He's Puss in Boots, yes.
That is very true.
Yes.
So this movie looks like quite interesting. Synopsis. Is it going to give me a synopsis? I just see a line of people.
There was also another person I saw. Mark Wahlberg.
Credits.
Mark Wahlberg is also in it.
In here.
Yes, he's also in it, which I actually am interested now to watch. It's an action-adventure film, which is... It looks good, man. I didn't know about this film either. See, it's films like this that we missed last week that we just thought we cannot not mention. You right, see? Ryan?
Yes. So, I look forward to this movie.
This one looks good. Yeah. Another film that's coming out, which is quite interesting, is a Marvel Studios film. Yes. I was just making sure it wasn't a series because, you know, there's a whole lot of the series coming out. So it's called Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. And it's actually... So Kevin Feige is the producer. Obviously, it's Marvel. And the synopsis is this. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is an upcoming American superhero film. That's so weird because he's Chinese and yet it's an American superhero film. Based on the Marvel Comics character Shang-Chi, produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures, it is intended to be the 25th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And that will be coming out in April. So that one's pretty quick, actually. That one's soon.
Wow.
Right? I feel like they haven't, they haven't marketed this film enough.
Okay, so I see. So Space Jam, yes, A New Legacy, right? Hey, Tom and Jerry. Which apparently is complete. The movie's done. That's the process it's in. That's how far it is. Director Tim Story.
Tim Story. Tim Story is the director.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's Tim Story?
He's... he's a pastor. If you know the CFC church, Tim Story has been one of the guest speakers there.
Let me see.
That is crazy.
Timothy Kevin Story.
Okay, no, wait. I need to see his face to confirm that it is him.
Guy with eyes and a nose.
Oh, wow, Ryan. It's definitely not him. That guy didn't have any facial features. At all. No, I'm joking. Let me just confirm that it is him. No, it's not him. Take it back. The Tim Story I was speaking about, his surname is Storey. This one is Story.
Yes.
Yes.
Why? Well, we don't know. So, it's basically an adaptation of the classic Hanna-Barbera property.
That's quite interesting.
Which reveals how Tom and Jerry...
Do you know who's in it? Michael Pirai, who he's from Ant-Man. You know the Mexican dude who's my sister to my and then that guy's in it. That's cool.
No way.
That is very cool.
I wonder who he plays as. Does it say?
Terrence.
Okay. Terrence sounds familiar.
And then one guy, William Hanna, he's playing Tom and Jerry. That is weird.
Are you saying the same character?
Yeah, he's playing the same character.
They don't talk much. Well, okay, they look.
They actually don't talk. That is very true. That is interesting. But who would have thought a Tom and Jerry movie, like official movie, in 2021?
Here we go. By the way, it's a real live action plate background with the animated overlay.
Oh. So in other words, Tom and Jerry's cartoon.
They haven't spoken yet. Yeah, it's that Space Jam.
Space Jam thing. So they're on that tip.
Real. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. I see him now. The guy you were talking about. So he's this business guy. He's in a suit. I think. Yeah, okay. It's the Space Jam type of play. And there's obviously a scenario, hotel. Anyway, so there you go.
Which is pretty cool.
That is pretty awesome.
Another film that's coming out now, this film was supposed to come out in 2020 and it was delayed due to COVID. It's called Jungle Cruise and it's a Disney adventure fantasy with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Emily Blunt. So this one looks like those good old classic Disney adventure films. This looks like one of those films, like Jumanji.
Right.
But it's with Emily. I must be honest, if Dwayne Johnson was just in it, I would have been like, seen that Jumanji twice. But because Emily Blunt is in it, I'm like, okay, I'm prepared to watch this because I like Emily Blunt. If you don't know who Emily Blunt is, she plays the wife/mom in A Quiet Place.
Yes, that's Emily Blunt.
Yes, she's married to John Krasinski.
I was just about to say.
And yes.
She is the wife of... Now, another film that's been released, I'm going to play the trailer. If it's the same music as the original movie, I think people will actually get a hint. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Just listen here. I'm cranking up the... nice and loud. Okay, here we go. There's no music. I'm not gonna make the same mistake. I'm waiting for the song. I have everything I need to have court-martialed and dishonored. Tom Cruise is in it.
Is it Top Gun Maverick?
Yes.
We spoke about this last week, Ryan. How could you forget? Yes. Top Gun Maverick was also supposed to come out 2020. It was also delayed.
Do you know what song I'm talking about?
No.
The original.
I need to actually
movie.
Go watch Top Gun properly.
Yes.
Before I go watch Top Gun Maverick. Because I remember Space Jam more than I remember Top Gun.
There was a song called Highway to the Danger Zone.
Okay, no, I really don't know that song.
When you
so
hear
I
the
wouldn't
song,
have guessed it.
You're going to be like, oh, yes. That is the track of the original. Top Gun movie.
So we have some homework to do. First of all, we need to go watch Space Jam. Second of all, we need to go watch Top Gun, get ourselves up to speed, and then we can go watch these films. Yes. Another film, now this one is new. It's not a remake or a sequel or whatever. It's called The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. So it's quite an interesting name.
Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Right.
And the reason that it caught my eye is because it has Ryan Reynolds in it. And it has Samuel L. Jackson in it. So this one, it's an action comedy, which Ryan Reynolds does a lot. He's one of those action comedy type of people. And it's even got Salma Hayek in it. So I think she's the wife. I'm guessing that the hitman is Ryan Reynolds. And I'm guessing the bodyguard is Samuel L. Jackson. That is just a complete and utter assumption.
We will remember this.
Because of the name.
My goodness.
That one is coming out in August. So it's later on in the year, and it is coming out in August. Oh, it is part of a film series. It's part of The Hitman's Bodyguard. But now this time, they're doing The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. So it actually is part of a film series.
The continuation of it.
Which is very interesting.
Oh, my word.
Right?
I was going to mention Pinocchio, but listen to this. A darker version of the classic children's fairy tale of wooden puppet that transforms into a real living boy.
That's coming out this year.
That is this year.
Isn't that a Disney remake?
I don't know. The fact that it said it's got Katie Blanchett.
Kate.
Yes.
And Tilda Swinton.
Uh-huh.
Who in Narnia, she was, and Finn Wolfhard in Narnia. Let me finish my sentence. She was the ice queen in Narnia, the first Narnia.
Yes.
And Finn Wolfhard is from Stranger Things. And Christoph Waltz, that guy's a good actor. He was in Django. He was in Tarzan. I'm just trying to think what other movies he was in. Elita, Battle Angel. This looks interesting, actually. Pinocchio, it's a fantasy musical, and it's an upcoming American stop-motion animated musical dark fantasy film. Okay, that's weird. And it's based on Grimsley's design from his 2002 edition of the 1883 Italian novel The Adventures of Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi. That is...
But it says a darker version.
Although the Pinocchio story is quite dark, eh? I'm just saying. Like... Okay. Just putting it out there.
Right.
It is, yeah. This is the same director as Pacific Rim. It's the same guy.
Okay.
Yeah. That's probably why it's like, I don't know. It's worth a try. It doesn't have horror next to it. And it's a musical as well. How dark can a musical be?
maybe it's just not much lighting. Maybe they're talking about the type of lighting.
So it's actually a dark film.
Yeah.
That
wasn't Pinocchio? Yes, wasn't Pinocchio swallowed by fish?
He was.
And then he became a real boy, didn't he?
Yes.
And then what happened?
I don't even remember. He lied and then his nose grew.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what I remember. And he wanted to be a real boy.
So is it not a fairy tale, a scary tale? A
scary tale.
To teach children not to lie, right?
I think it is a scary tale.
Or else your nose will grow.
Okay, oh my word, I just found a movie that I am excited for. It's called Infinite, right? It's a sci-fi fantasy. It's coming out in May, and guess who's in it? Oh my goodness, I'm excited. Number one, Dylan O'Brien. If you don't know who that is, Love and Monsters, Maze Runner. Yes. Number two, Mark Wahlberg, which I'm also excited for.
That guy's busy, yeah?
Yes. Number three, oh gosh, how do I pronounce this guy's name? I know the actor, I just don't know how to pronounce his name. He was in Doctor Strange. He's the... Okay, let me just attempt. No, I don't want to attempt.
Who was in Doctor Strange?
He's the... Wasn't he the guy that turned bad? You know, there was the guy that went to the... that lady, that Tilda lady that I said was in the Chronicles of Narnia, she was also in Doctor Strange. She was the...
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. He was in Doctor Strange, people. Go search. Chiwetel. I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name. This is a very interesting name. I feel like I should just...
Ilofo.
There we go. Say it right.
Okay, the name also, Chiwetel. Chiwetel.
This name has caught us off guard.
We have some Americans that have to pronounce our name.
Yeah, don't judge us.
Yeah.
Another person who's interesting is Toby Jones, who, you know, he was in Captain America. He was the, you know, the German scientist that worked with,
yes,
the Hell Hydra guy. He's also in it. This one looks good, though. And the synopsis is the hallucinations of a psychophrenic are revealed to be memories from past lives where he obtained talents that he still has to this day. So it is a sci-fi fantasy, as we did mention. Sounds like a sci-fi fantasy, but it looks pretty good. Looks interesting.
That is awesome.
Right?
Can I tell you another movie that has been released this year?
Mm-hmm.
Sherlock Holmes 3.
No! With Robert Downey Jr.
Stars Robert Downey Jr.
Yay! Are you serious?
That's
How
right.
could that not be on like one of the top lists? Like that is one of the best movies of all times. Oh, yeah. It's true. It's coming out.
But yeah, we're going to wait 11 months. So
is it December?
December, that's right. 22nd of December, that's what they're saying.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Didn't Rachel McAdams die in the previous one?
Well, she's in this one.
But the other one did end on a cliffhanger. They couldn't leave it like that. So the fact that they're not leaving it like that, we appreciate. That is cool. I am very excited. This year is getting better and better as we just do the movie show. I feel like the movies coming out this year are awesome. They are really awesome.
This is the part where we fast forward to the end of the year. Wow, what a fantastic year it's been.
Favorite movies, all of them. All of them are my favorite.
And if you thought that was good, here's the movie being released in 2022.
Right, yeah. Which is going to be good. Another good film coming out this year is called The Tomorrow War. It's an action sci-fi. It's coming out in July. The synopsis is a man is drafted to fight in a war where the fate of humanity relies on his ability to confront his past. And the main actor is none other than Chris Pratt.
Serious?
Yep. Chris Pratt is the main actor. That's what also like, oh, this looks good. I feel like we're looking at the actors and we're like, ha!
That's going to be a good movie.
It's going to be a good movie. that one's called The Tomorrow War, which is pretty cool. I'm excited for that one too.
I think that's what we talk about when we say, when we watch movies and the whole movie is like completely different actors.
Yes.
Those are the movies we enjoy because we know Chris Pratt, oh no, he's going to be funny in this movie.
Yes. You know, or something in this movie.
Well, we can still be surprised, but yeah. What is your take on Macbeth?
Macbeth?
Yeah.
They're making another Macbeth.
That's right.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I must be quite honest.
Well, for those fans, because it's a book, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Shakespeare.
Yeah. A Scottish lord becomes convinced by a trio of witches that he will become the next king of Scotland. And his ambitious wife supports him in the plans of seizing power.
Mm. Nice accent there, Ryan. Well done. Well done, Ryan.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is Denzel Washington is in it.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to watch. I just feel like Macbeth is a very, I don't know.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. Yeah, it's in post-production at the moment.
There's only one way to find out, and that's by watching it.
It's drama, history, war.
Drama, yeah. History, war.
It's in post-production. Like
very,
I said.
Very interesting.
So, which means that they filmed it. And there are guys right now wearing masks, busy editing it.
Wearing masks. Mm. That's interesting. Sure. All right. This one's quite interesting. So if you enjoyed Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther, well, he is back in a film called Without Remorse. It's an action drama. It's being released next month, February 25th. And it's about a former Navy SEAL turned CIA operative seeks revenge after his girlfriend is killed by a Baltimore drug lord. I feel like this movie sounds like American Assassin with Dylan O'Brien, because his fiance was killed by Islamic terrorists and then he joined the CIA and took him out. But this one, if you are a Michael B. Jordan fan, then there you go. There's your Michael B. Jordan film for 2020.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
2021.
Right. I'm just going to put this one out there.
Wow.
I'm not a horror fan.
No,
Texas,
me neither.
Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow.
This is a reboot of it, of the franchise. You know, it's like they're bringing stuff back to life.
Yeah.
It's like, be scared, coming in 2021. Be scared again.
Still be scared. Are you
Put
scared?
Yourself through hell. No, it's fine. It's really, it's cool.
Wow.
I'm not a horror fan. I don't like the feeling that you, no, it's fine. It's fine. Maybe I should, no, it's fine. Yeah, so there it is. It's a reboot, okay?
This one's interesting, Ryan. You'll love this one. It's a musical.
What makes you think I'm going to love it?
I'm joking. So this is interesting. It's Cinderella. So we've got Cinderella. We've had Cinderella. We've had Cinderella remakes. We've had Cinderella sequels. So now it's like, why are they bringing out another Cinderella? This Cinderella is a musical comedy. It's being released on the 5th of Feb. And it's an American musical romantic comedy film. And it's got Camila Cabello in it, who actually is an artist. I didn't know she acted. In fact, I think I stand to be corrected, but as far as I know, this would be her first film. It's got Idina Menzel. She sings Let It Go. Well, she actually sings any Elsa song she sings, which is pretty interesting. And I think Okay, no. Oh, it's got James Corden in it. Obviously, James Corden always slips into the musicals. It's got Pierce Brosnan in it. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Session, for a musical.
When you said romance?
No, musical comedy.
Yes, musical comedy.
At least it's a comedy, Ryan. Except the comedy aspect of it.
I just...
No?
My brain just went... Mm.
All right.
Ryan?
So Ryan's definitely Ryan? Looking forward to Cinderella coming out
Ryan?
Soon.
Ryan, are you there? And another film. Now this one, my son is going to love this. I actually can't believe this. Wow.
I feel like we mentioned this one last week as well.
No.
Yes.
Paw Patrol the movie.
Oh, never mind. We didn't mention that.
Paw Patrol the movie.
I'm not excited for that now, movie. I would just like to state that.
I've heard comments on Paw Patrol the movie and they've said that it's bland. So then what they did was, and I know this because I'm a father, that's the only reason why I know this. They then boosted it up and they made it these, they called it Mighty Pups.
Mighty Pups?
Yeah, Mighty Pups.
Because so Mighty Pups is better than Paw Patrol.
Yeah, so what happens is Paw Patrol, they are, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm talking about this. They are these bunch of puppies that help Ryder, who's the guy in this like village, and they each have, each puppy, like the ones of like a police, the other ones a fireman, and like these situations come that happen in the town, and then they each can help to solve the problem, right? It teaches kids problem solving and teamwork. So then they boosted it to Mighty Pups, and there was this comet. So what happened was the mayor is the evil guy, and he wanted to be the first mayor on the moon. Pretty cool. He's like, I'm going to be the first mayor on the moon.
Wow.
Right? And so then what happens was that, I haven't lost anyone yet. What happens then is his nephew builds this space rocket, and then they're about to launch it, and then he accidentally launches it. And then what happens is then it hits a comet. The comet comes, flies, lands into the town, has like this whatever, you know, mystical whatever power. And then they all become Mighty Pups. And then they're like got these like superpowers. Now I see it's Paw Patrol the movie.
Hectic
stuff. This is going to be really good. I think this is going to be my son's first cinema movie. I have to take... So apparently they're busy filming right now as we talk.
They're filming.
Yes.
They're filming.
Well, it says filming. Yes. Maybe it's a live action.
Okay.
I think filming could also mean in production at the same time. Yeah. Director Carl Brunker. Mm. Stars, Dax Shepard.
I don't know who that is.
He's that guy. And I can't, okay.
Did you just say he's that guy? Oh, yes. That makes so much sense now. I know who that is.
He acts in a lot of comedies. The other one is Jimmy Kimmel. He sounds familiar.
He's a late night, you know, these American late night comedy shows. He hosts one of them. So he's got his own show.
I almost feel like everyone's got a late night comedy show. So that guy that I was talking about, Dax Shepard. Sure, I wish I could turn my Mac and just say, look, this is what he looks like. Yeah, he's played in quite a few movies. In fact, you know what? I've seen him rip off. I don't know, maybe it wasn't for real. Ripping off Paw Patrol.
For real?
That, yeah, saying, because, yeah, these guys, they got a lot of toys and stuff, and anyway.
Oh, I do know Dax Shepard.
Yes, that's the guy.
Yeah.
He often plays in, like, comedies.
All right, last film that we will be telling you for 2021, and this film is actually interesting, especially with the cast that it has. So, it is called Elvis. Yes, and it is about Elvis Presley. So, it is Elvis is an upcoming... Elvis is an upcoming biographical drama film about Elvis Presley, and it is starring Austin Butler as Elvis Presley. It has Tom Hanks in it. It has Rufus Sewell in it. It's got Dacre Montgomery. He is, you know, Billy from Stranger Things?
Yes.
That's him. And then Luke Bracey. I recognize his face. I just can't place him with the movie, but he's a well-known actor as well. He was in Hacksaw Ridge. Oh, yes. He was in Hacksaw Ridge. That's where I know him from. So the cast is quite interesting with that one. Yeah.
Can I just... I have to throw this in. Sing 2.
Ah, for real?
Yeah. That, it says that they are in filming.
Huh.
All right. It's got all the same directors, Garth Jennings. Scarlett Johansson,
Matthew McConaughey. Yay!
Yeah, Tony. It looks like they've got, like, basically...
When is that one coming out?
It's not giving me a date.
It's just 2021.
See, it says filming, which means they're in production.
Yeah. This Elvis movie is coming out on the 5th of November.
Reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band, it's not just good music or inspiring words, it's not just catchy, it's life-changing.
You can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Those are some more movies coming out in 2021. So if you were not excited after last week's show, which is impossible because there were so many good movies that we spoke about last week, but now you are definitely excited after this show.
And if you're not, we need to meet up. I'm going to shake you. I'm going to
get excited, damn it.
Because I'm now more excited.
Yes.
This is going to be a good year. Ryan, we need to slot in those reviews,
plan
in advance, go to the cinemas. Yes.
Do all of those things.
Do all of those things. But for now, we are going to end this show off. If you'd like to know anything more about Active FM, please go check us out on social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler Gab, and Reddit. And we are on WhatsApp. You can get our WhatsApp number on our Instagram bio. Plus, we have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za.
Yes, I'm going to do this like Sashi just did it. And we are on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and as well as on YouTube on two channels, Active TV and Active FM.
Yeah. So this
search for us there.
Go search right now. Go.
So
we're going to leave you so you can go search.
Did you hear that? So this is me. Go search. Yes. And this is me too. I have searched.
Wow. So now this is us signing out after all of that.
Until next week.
Peace out.
In the second week of 2021.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.